Burdens exchanged. Life reframed. CCFM 107.5, changing lives for good.
Financial Matters is sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living.
Well, good evening to you. Welcome to Financial Matters. My name's Clinton. Really good to be able to share this Tuesday evening with you. Hope you've had a good day, 7 minutes after six. Tonight on Financial Matters, I've got a money management principle I want to talk to you about tonight, all about passing godly wisdom onto your children. We also got, during our financial freedom segment, I want to talk to you about the power of setting goals. We've got a life tip tonight. I want you to know that even if life has been tough, you can put your hope in God. During Coach's Corner, we're going to take a look at unit trust. Before we get there, though, we're going to get into some market news. And before we get there, let me just remind you, if you need prayer tonight, you are welcome to WhatsApp us. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. Remember, God is still on the throne. Nothing is too difficult for him. He is able to keep you from falling. Put your hope in him. Psalm 32 verse 8 says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. God says, I will advise you and watch over you. My friend, tonight I want to encourage you, put your hope in God. You don't have to face the crazy things of life alone. You don't have to face your financial matters alone. And you don't have to face your eternity alone either. Put your hope in God. He's able to keep you from falling.
Market news.
Okay, so let's get into market news. If we take a look at the markets, the All Share Index has gained just over 4% since the Government of National Unity was announced in the wake of the national election. At the same time, the Rand has become the best performing emerging market currency in the last year and a bit. And so that's some good news for us as a nation. Today, the markets were 0.8% down. The Rand also a little bit weaker, and that's on the back of the US dollar picking up with what's going on in their markets. Currently, the Rand against the dollar is sitting at 18.23. The Rand against the pound is 23.10, and the Rand against the euro is at 19.51. If you look at the market returns over the last year, the All Share Index just a couple of weeks ago was in negative territory, but over the last year, our stock market is now 8% up. If you look at bonds, just over 14% up, and cash has also come out at 8%. Remember, if you're looking to invest, get the right advice, put the right processes in place so that you can build towards financial freedom. Now, let me give you some news that you can use. The latest Glacier report that came out shows that 51% of pensioners can't make ends meet. In other words, one in every two people who are retired, pensioners, cannot cover their monthly expenses. One in three pensioners don't even have enough money to cover their medical expenses. And 61% of pensioners are unable to save any extra money for a rainy day. And so when we break those numbers down, many are battling even during their retirement to make ends meet. 53% of pensioners still have adult dependents to support, according to the latest survey, and one in three pensioners are in debt and they can't get out of their debt. That is crazy. I want to encourage you, if you're looking to retire, before you retire, make certain that you can settle your debt, because if you can settle your debt, it means you're going to have better cash flow. You're not going to need as much income to cover your expenses during retirement. Also, please, if you're about to retire, make certain that you set some money aside for your contingency needs and to grow money for the future. And when it comes to your income, make certain before you retire that you've got enough money to cover your monthly expenses and that your income has the ability to increase with inflation. If you don't have that built in, you're going to be left in trouble. I want to encourage you, declare war on your debt. Break the debt cycle. If the things you're doing aren't working, then consider doing something differently. I promise you, God is at your side. He wants to do life with you. And I love this scripture, Joel 2:25. God's word says, the Lord says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. God is able to bring you through. He's able to keep you up even when everything else is under. So hang on in there. Don't try to do life alone. put your hope in Jesus. He's able to keep you from falling. Are you in a relationship with God? If not, my friend, I want to invite you to get your life right with God. You don't have to face the chaos of life alone. God is interested in you, and he wants to do life with you. You tuned into CCFM's Financial Matters. My name's Clinton. It's good to be able to share this Tuesday with you. Coming up shortly is our money management principle. We've then got Coach's Corner. And then please don't forget to tune in just around 6:30, where we go into our Financial Freedom series. Today, I want to encourage you to dare to dream, to lift the lid, to aim high. And I want to show you the power there is in writing down your goals. Something powerful happens when you write down your goals.
Jesus finds you.
Just hold on and I'll find you.
Where you are.
CCFM.
My feel good radio station.
Feel good radio station.
Makes me feel good.
107.5.
Changing lives for good.
The money management principle.
Okay, let's get straight into our money management principle. Tonight, I want to talk to you about how it's so important to pass godly wisdom onto your children. And you see, regardless of your past financial decisions or your lifestyle choices, it's never too late to guide your children towards making godly life decisions and also good financial decisions. As a parent, if you've got little ones, you have the power to shape your child's future. The Bible says it like this in Proverbs 22. It says, "Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they won't depart from it." And so start today. Can you possibly make certain that you teach good godly wisdom to your children? If you can put them on a godly path and on a successful path, you can set them up for a brighter tomorrow. And so I want to encourage you, if you've got children, even if you've blown it up until this moment, I want to encourage you to teach your children godly values and good financial principles. Why don't you consider downloading these notes that we're going to share with you tonight and share them with your children? I want to encourage you to teach your children to put God first, to live a life that pleases God. Also, if you can train your child up to save before they spend, to stay away from debt, to live within their means, to understand the value of money and the costs of living, you'll be setting them up for a brighter tomorrow. Could you teach your child to be patient and not make rash decisions that can cause so much heartache and pain? I hear of people all the time getting into debt and they regret it. Can you, even if you've made the mistakes, teach your children and help them learn from the mistakes you've made so that they don't have to make the same mistakes that you possibly did? Another thing you can teach your children is not to be greedy, but to be generous, knowing that there's more to life than money. You can encourage your children also to dream, to have a vision, to have a financial plan. The sad reality is that many people have stopped dreaming. Many are in such a survival mode, they can't even lift their head because they face so many hard knocks. But I'm telling you, you can teach your children to learn from your mistakes. Can you teach your children to build good habits and good financial habits and to follow through? So the Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go. When they are old, they won't depart from it. I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you to pass godly wisdom onto your children. Let me give you an example. If you can teach your child to give 1 rand out of every 10 rand that they give back to God, you'll be teaching them to put God first, and you'll teach them to be generous when they're older. How can you expect a child, when they grow up, to give 1,000 rand in every 10,000 they earn to God if they can't give 1 rand in every 10 that they get when they're young? If you train your child while they're young, you can set them up to be generous in the future. Let me give you another example. How can you expect your child never to get into debt or to stay out of debt and even to invest in their future unless you train them? So that you look at the world, 9 out of 10 people are getting deeper into debt. You can't teach them to follow the crowd. Can you possibly teach your child to take 2 rand in every 10 that they receive and instead of spending it, build an investment portfolio? Could you possibly consider training your child to put God first and to save before they spend. A couple of months ago, we did a series all about the five jars. And probably in about 6 months' time, I want to just get into that again. We're actually putting that into a book format at the moment. It is a powerful principle to teach your children. I want to encourage you, if you can ingrain good financial habits and good principles in your children when they're young, you will help them to be wise and responsible and to thrive in the future. So I want to encourage you tonight, train up a child in the way they should go. When they are old, the Bible declares they won't depart from it. Help your child to avoid the mistakes that possibly you've made. Warn them about the pitfalls. Teach them how to make better decisions when they are younger so that when they are old, you can help them to make better decisions for their children. Also, train your child to put God first. Make it a habit of reading the Bible, of praying in your home. I want to encourage you. How can you expect your child to follow God and to know the good news if you don't encourage them in their walk with God when they are young? How can you expect your child to make good and wise financial decisions if you don't train them to manage money while they are young? Proverbs 20:21 says, an inheritance obtained too early in life is not a blessing in the end. And why is that? Because you need to grow your financial savvy in order to make big and right decisions. I want to say, even if you've made errors, mistakes in the way you've managed your money, help your child avoid those same mistakes. Train them well. In Ephesians 6, it says, fathers, don't exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. And I want to tell you, one of the ways you can train your child is when it comes to money management. Putting God first, there are so many principles in the Word of God. Help your children make good and wise decisions. If you haven't done it before, you can start today. You see, as a parent, you and I hold the power to shape our children's future. And by instilling godly wisdom and principles on sound financial management, we can pave the way for them to be prosperous and to fulfill their dreams in life. So starting today, I want to encourage you. If you're not doing things right, do something differently. If you're not training your child up correctly, start today. If you've set a poor example in the past, can you change the way you do things? I want to encourage you. Get priorities in the right order. Train your child in the way they should go. When they're old, they won't depart from it. When it comes to money management, there are so many incredible principles in the Word of God. If you want a copy of them tonight that we're looking at, drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name and email address. I'll send you these notes. It's a great starting point for you to consider teaching them to your children. Above all, more important than finances, don't forget to help your child make good, godly decisions. Maybe your life has been a mess. Maybe your finances have been in a mess. Why don't you start afresh? Put God at the center and make wise decisions. And train your children up when they're young. When they're old, they won't depart from the way.
You are tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM with Clinton Werner. We want to see you build toward financial freedom, God's way.
And by the way, if you want a copy of tonight's notes all about how you can empower your children by passing godly wisdom onto them, I'd love to bless you with these notes included as well. We've also got the notes tonight on our financial freedom series, all about the power of setting goals, of daring to dream, of aiming high, of lifting the lid and setting goals. And I've also got some notes about, even if life's been tough, how God is able to turn it around. If you want the set tonight, you're welcome to drop me a quick email. You can email me clinton@ccfm.org.za. You can also WhatsApp me your name. If you want the notes, please include your email address. The WhatsApp line is 061-798-1075. 061-798-1075. Maybe you need prayer tonight. You're also welcome to send your prayer requests through. Count it an absolute honor to be able to pray for you this evening. Next up, we get it into our coach's corner. And over the last couple of weeks, we've looked at the importance of investing. We've tried to break down the different type of unit trusts that a person can consider investing in. Tonight, I want to talk to you about cautious, stable growth funds. We're going to get into that in a sec. But before we get there, my friend, let me ask you, how is your relationship with God? Are you in a relationship with God? Is your eternity secure? Have you blown it? Do you feel disconnected from God? My friend, even if you've blown it, here's the good news. The Bible declares that God so loved you and I, the world, that he gave his one and only son, Jesus, and he died on the cross and shed his blood so that all who believe in him will not perish but will have everlasting life. And here's the good news. God's made a way for your eternity. He's made a way for your forgiveness, but he's also made a way for you to establish a relationship with him. And the Bible declares that God wants to do life with you. And so here's the good news. If you have blown it, if your life has been a mess, why don't you reset your walk with God? If that's you, you can just say, Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for paying the price on the cross for me. I want to live to please you. Forgive me for my past mistakes. I repent of my past. I, by faith, take you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, I ask for a brand new beginning tonight. I thank you for everlasting life. Thank you that I'm your child. And thank you that I don't have to face another crazy day alone, that you are with me through it all. Lord, help me develop a relationship with you. Starting tonight, I surrender my life to you, and I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My friend, if you've prayed that prayer to get your life right with God, drop me a quick WhatsApp. Just tell me, Clinton, I've prayed that prayer. Include your email address. We want to pray for you. We want to just pray God's richest blessing on you. And we also want to bless you with the notes tonight, but we've also got an incredible ebook as a gift from us here at CCFM to help you grow in your walk with God, understand what God has done for you, and show you how you can develop an intimate, day-by-day, moment-by-moment walk with God. If that's you tonight, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. If you just want the notes, then just drop me that WhatsApp, include your email address, and just say, I just want the notes. WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075.
Clinton Badner on CCFM 107.5. Coach's Corner. Grow your financial understanding.
Okay, we're going to go into Coach's Corner now. Right after this, we've got a beautiful track of music, and then we're going to go into our financial freedom segment coming up just after 6:30. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the power of setting goals. I want to encourage you to dare to dream, to reset your goals, to rekindle your passion, to aim high, to attempt great things with God, to live on purpose, to reignite your vision. I'm telling you, with God at your side, you can be fruitful. I believe that God wants you to have a vision. The Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. I believe God can catapult you into your destiny. It's not how you start it, the journey. You can turn your life around. Put God at the center and lift your head. It's time to dream again. We're going to look at the power of setting goals just after 6:30. Before we get there, though, let's get into Coach's Corner. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we've looked at the importance of investing. And I've looked at various type of unit trust investments that one can invest in. 2 weeks ago, we looked at how a person can invest in a unit trust fund, a money market fund to be exact. And if you look at a money market fund, it is a short-term, low-risk investment. If you're looking to invest over a period of 3 months to, let's say, a year, a money market investment is a great cash investment to consider. Interest rates, as they go up and down, so the interest on a money market will go up or down. And so over the last year and a bit, interest rates have gone up considerably. So currently in a money market fund, over the last year, you would have had an 8.5% return in a money market. Normally, over the long term, a money market gives you around 6%. Now, a money market only consists of cash and liquid instruments. So those investments are ideal if you're looking to grow your money or park your money over a period of, let's say, 3 months to 6 months. Last week, we said if you are prepared to risk up slightly and if you can invest over a period of 1 to 2 years, maybe you should rather consider income funds. Income funds consists of cash and bonds. They are awesome if you're looking to invest over a period of 1 to 2 years. An income fund generally targets outperforming what you would get in a money market by around 2 to 3%. So over the last year, an income fund would have given you a return of just over 9.5%, But if you look over the long term, income funds generally give you around 8.5% to 9.5%, where money markets over the long term normally average out at about 5.5% to 6%. Remember, interest rates since COVID have gone up quite considerably. The general feeling is that rates will start coming down later in the year. Now, if you are prepared to invest over a 3-year period, then you can consider a cautious, managed, stable investment. A cautious, managed, stable investment is great if you're looking to invest for at least 3 years or longer. In this sort of fund, they won't just have money in cash like a money market's got, or in cash and bonds like an income fund's got. They'll still have majority of the money going into cash and bonds, but they will now have around a third to 40% of that money going into a basket of shares. And shares give you the ability to generate growth. Yes, they can be a bit more volatile, but generally over the long term, equities outperform cash and bonds. And so what a cautious managed fund will do, they'll have a little bit of money going into stocks, into equities, and they'll also have about a third of the portfolio going global. The global asset will give you a little bit of a hedge against the rand and the SA economy. A stable managed fund is awesome if you're looking to invest over a period of 3 years or longer. And those funds will generally aim to give you a return of inflation plus around 3% over any rolling 3-year period. So here's my advice to you. If you're looking to invest and you need to put money aside over the ultra short term, let's say over the next 3 months to 1 year, look at a money market fund. But if you're looking to invest over 1 to 2 years, you can risk up slightly and use an income fund. And if you've got an horizon of at least 3 years and longer, you can consider cautious funds. Now, next week, we're going to look at moderate funds and balanced funds, and we'll eventually look at equity funds. But what I want to encourage you to do is, if you're looking to invest, you can't just keep all your money in a bank account. Make certain that your investment portfolio is aligned with what your objectives are. And so I want to encourage you, everyone's needs are different. Make certain you get the right advice. And so sit down with a financial advisor, get the right advice. Know this above all, Proverbs 13 says, he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. And so during Coach's Corner, we are just trying to give you a breakdown of the different type of unit trust investments. There are lots of choices. I want to encourage you, get advice. If you need some advice, you can also contact Invest for Life. Their website is www.investforlife.co.za. We are able to assist you. Get the right advice in place. Stick to your long-term plan. Make certain your portfolio aligns with your goals and needs. You can set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow. By the way, if you want a copy of tonight's notes, it includes our financial freedom principle, our life tip for this evening, our money management principle. Drop me a quick WhatsApp. Just your name and your email address. The WhatsApp line is 061-798-1075. Heinz Winkler together with Liesa Bala up next with a song called It Is Time. And right after that, we go into our financial freedom series. Tonight, we're looking at the power of setting goals.
Financial Matters with Clinton Werner on CCFM.
What's up me now? 061-798-1075. Put your hope in Jesus. He's able to keep you from falling. Pray for our nation. Pray for our beautiful country. And above all, live to serve God. He's got your best interests at heart. He's made a way for your everlasting life with Him. And He wants to do life with you. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "Remember the Lord your God. It is He who gives you the ability to generate wealth." The Bible also says that the wise man saves for the future. The fool just spends whatever he gets. Above all, the Bible also says hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when dreams come true, there is life and joy. I want to encourage you, put God at the center. He's able to keep you from falling. We're going to go into our financial freedom series for this evening. Tonight, we're going to be looking at God's blueprint to help you build wealth, to shrink your debt. But tonight, we want to focus in on the power of setting goals. Our whole aim of the series is to help you honor God with your money, shrink your debt, and start to dream again so that you can build towards a more fruitful financial future. Now, one of the important things about dreaming is that if we don't dream, we won't be going forward. It's important to sort of look forward, to lift your head. When you dream, it inspires. It can cause your heart to beat a bit faster. When you let go of your dreams, it can make you feel pretty empty and sick. But I want to encourage you that with God at your side, you can revive your dreams. You can reignite your purpose and passion. And so today I want to encourage you to dare to dream. I want to encourage you to set goals. And I also want to encourage you to build towards financial freedom. And there are three things that you need. You need a vision, you need a plan, and you need a strategy. The Bible is clear. So many people don't have a vision for the future. The Bible is clear. Where there is no vision, the Bible says people perish in Proverbs 29. And the Bible is also clear. My favorite yardstick when it comes to money management, the Bible says good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. And I want to tell you that you can have a plan and you can have a goal, but if you don't have a strategy, you're not going to finish. The Bible in Ecclesiastes says finishing is better than starting. And so it's important to dream. It's important to have a plan. But it's also important to set up an easy-to-follow strategy to make it easy for you to reach your goals. Now, recently, I wrote my first book, and it's called Dare to Dream. And I can tell you the reason I wrote this book is through my interactions in the community and in business, I meet people from all walks of life. And one thing is clear, people from both the uttermost and the guttermost ends of society have stopped dreaming. Since COVID, people have stopped dreaming. Many people have lost their vision. And I know we're living in a crazy time where debts are high, where the cost of living has exploded. Many people, though, have let go of their purpose and their passion and their hope. And the Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when dreams come true, there is life and joy. And so in this book, Dare to Dream, I've tried to encourage people to lift their heads and to put their hope in God and to stop just going through the motions, but to trust God. Because with God's help, you can get back up. He is the way maker. Even if your life is broken, He can help you find your life and get your life back. And that's what the whole aim of this book is. We try and help you in this book to formulate a fresh vision, to start to dare to dream. We share some powerful illustrations in the book to help you overcome your setbacks and to dream again. And then we go into how you can articulate your dreams. And we create a step-by-step strategy on how you can set goals. We include a whole worksheet on that. And I can tell you that 30 years ago, when I first set goals, I applied these principles and they work. They helped me get out of debt. They helped me get my first home. They helped me save to take my family on an overseas holiday. They even helped me to lose 20 kilograms over the last year. So these principles work. And so in the book, we want to inspire you to dream. We also want to encourage you to set up a plan and to have a strategy, to have a goal and a simple step-by-step strategy to get there. And the book will also help you to get rid of those limiting beliefs that are sabotaging your dreams, holding you back from reaching your destiny, and we will help you finish strong. Now, if you want a copy of that book, it's available on betteryouliving.com. And supporters of the book, if you buy the book, you are helping to support Better You Living, and we support CCFM. And so I want to encourage you, if you are battling to dream, if you've let go of your goals, you need to seriously consider that book. Now, the reason I mention the book, I'm not trying to market the book. One of the chapters in the book is all about the power of setting goals. And I think it's important for you to set goals. And so tonight, we're going to look at an extract out of this book, and I want to show you how something powerful happens when you write down your goals. And so tonight, during our financial freedom segment, I want to encourage you to dare to dream, to review your priorities, to set goals so that you can build towards a more brighter tomorrow. And I want to tell you, you might not be able to do anything about your past. You can wave it goodbye, though, and you can set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow. Now, the Bible is clear. Habakkuk 2 verse 2, it says, write down the vision, clearly on tablets. I want to encourage you tonight to write down your goals. And that's what we're going to be looking at during our Financial Freedom segment that comes up right now.
The Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. For more information, please visit www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life is a registered financial services provider.
Okay, so let's get straight into our Financial Freedom segment this evening. I want to encourage you to dare to dream, to lift the lid. And I want to talk to you tonight about the power of setting goals. I want to encourage you to write down your goals and your dreams. Now, the Bible says it like this in Habakkuk 2 verse 2. It says, write down your vision clearly on tablets so that even a runner can read it. And when you write down your goals, not only does it help you to commit to your plan, but it will also help you to clarify what's important. Now, I remember hearing a story in my early 20s, just before I was married, about the power of setting goals. And basically, it was a story about research that was done at a large university in the States. It was done more than 50 years ago. And basically what happened, the professor of the class the one day, he dismissed half the class an hour early from the normal day. And they thought they were having a party and they went home. The other half of the class were asked to stay behind and to write down their goals, their dreams, their aspirations for the future. And after an hour of people just brainstorming and writing down what their goals and dreams were for the future, the professor dismissed the class. And you know what he did with the results? He took all those notes that the kids had filled in, and all he did was take those notes and he filed it. And he forgot about it. And he put it aside. And 20 years later, the professor only opened that file to look at what people in his class had written down as their goals and their dreams. And he checked on each of the students. He did full research. How did that class do? The half the class who hadn't set goals that day, he compared the results against the other half of the class who had remained in the class and who had set their goals. And here was the remarkable part of the results after he had done the research. Basically, 80% of those kids who had sat down and wrote their goals out in class that day, their dreams, their hopes, their aspirations for the future, they ended up being successful. They ended up achieving their goals. And only 20% of the rest of the grade who had been dismissed early ended up achieving the same level of success. The power of this really spoke to me, and I thought, let me try this in my life. And so in early 2000, when Janet and I were newlyweds, we were still living in a small little flat in Lakeside. And we decided one day, because of hearing this story, to write down our goals. And this article, the teacher had asked them to be specific with their goals. And so we sat down in our two-bedroom apartment and we wrote down our goals. We were specific. I shared what car I want. I shared how we would love to be able to own a home and have three children and a double garage, and we'd even like a pool. And I shared how I'd love to build up my savings so that I wouldn't have to live under financial pressure. I also shared in our goals how we would love to go overseas one day and travel. And we also put down in those goals, ministry goals, how we want to reach more people with the good news of Jesus and bring hope to those that were less fortunate. And so what we did in our little Lakeside flat in early 2000, we sat down and we dared to dream. And we wrote down our goals and we wrote down our financial goals and our God goals, and we put them all on this piece of paper. What we then did, we did something extra. We decided, and here's an ingredient that if you apply to your life, you can radically set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow. We decided to take the single piece of paper and we committed the goals to God. That's what we did. After we committed these goals to God, we filed the paper and almost forgot about what we had written down. A couple of years later, we had our first child. A few years at that stage, we moved into our own new home in the suburbs. And then we had another child and another child. And 10 years later, we were in our new home. And one day I went to my little bookshelf and I went to get a book out of the bookshelf. And as I pulled one of the books out of the bookshelf, this discolored piece of paper fell out. It had been wedged between two of the books. And I opened the piece of paper and I realized these were the goals that we had written down 10 years before this event. They were the goals that I'd written down with Janet before before we moved into our house, just after we had got married. And as I read through these goals, I started to get goosebumps and I started to tear up. I was absolutely left in awe and in gratitude. Guess what? Every single one of those goals had come to pass. Every one of them had come to pass. Just to go on, from this moment on, we continue to set goals as a family. I've encouraged my family to set goals. God had opened up doors on a ministry front. We were living in the house we wanted to live in. We had the car we wanted. God had come through for us. Something powerful happens when you write down your goals. Subsequently, we've set a few new goals. But what I want to encourage you to do tonight is I want to tell you something powerful happens when you write down your goals. Something powerful happens when you commit those goals and those dreams to God. The Bible says, without a vision, people perish. Have a vision. Set goals. The Bible says, write down your vision clearly on tablets so that even a runner can read them. And that's what we did. The Bible declares, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams come true, there is life and there is joy. And so we wrote down our goals. And the missing ingredient that many don't do, we committed our plans to God. And God came through. The Bible declares, delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you your heart's desires. My friend, I want to encourage you. Dare to dream. Lift your weary head. Dare to dream again. Take some time out. Maybe you need to go on a date night with your wife. All you need to do, take a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper and a pencil with you and dare to dream. Chat through your hopes. Discuss your aspirations for the future. Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? How would you like to see yourself in 10 years from now? What do you want to see for your family in 20 years from now? Write down your goals. Something powerful happens when you write down your goals. I want to encourage you to do that. Write down your goals. Dare to dream, lift the lid, aim high, and write down your goals. Proverbs 21 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Where are you tonight? Where do you want to end up? How are you going to get there? My friend, if you write down your goals and if you commit them to God, you can set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will succeed. I pray that God will birth a new vision, a new dream in your heart. I want to encourage you to aim high, attempt great things with God, and remember, something powerful happens when you dare to dream, when you have a vision, when you write down your hopes, your goals and aspirations, and when you submit those goals to God. Don't try to do it alone. I pray that God will unlock something in your life, catapult you into the very destiny for which He made you. Next week, I'm going to show you how you can set goals for yourself. And just by the way, the book, Better You, available on Better You Living, it's called Dare to Dream. We include a whole whack of principles, encouraging you and inspiring you to dream again, helping you put the right strategies in place so that you can achieve your goals in a simple manner, and we'll also help you follow through. If you want to get a copy of the book, go on to betteryouliving.com. It's available there. There's a link through Amazon. If you want a copy, you can also just drop me a WhatsApp with your name and email address, and we can send the details on to you. By the way, if you just want a copy of the notes, you can also just get hold of me, WhatsApp me, your name, your email address. Just say, Clinton, I want the notes. I will send them through to you. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. 061-798-1075. My friend, more important than your goals is your eternity. So please hang on in there if you're facing a difficult time and put your hope in God. If you want a copy of tonight's notes, our financial freedom series, all about how you can set goals, including the scriptures, the power of writing down your goals and committing them to God, I'd count it an honor to bless you with those notes tonight. By the way, we'll also throw in the money management principle as well as our notes on how, even if life's been tough, how you can have abundant life. My friend, if you want a copy of those notes, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. If you do want the notes, please don't forget to include your email address and just say, Clinton, I want the notes. You WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. It's 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. Time to decide is up at 7 o'clock. Before we get there, though, it's time for our life tip of the week.
The life tip of the week, brought to you by Better You Living. Visit betteryouliving.com for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now.
Yeah, all the notes we've looked at tonight will be available on betteryouliving.com. There's a link for the book there as well. So if you want that, get hold of it. But you can also drop me a quick email, just your name and your email address. Say, Clinton, I want the notes, and we'll send those notes through to you. Just quickly, I want to talk to you about abundant life. I really believe God can breathe new life into you. No situation is so far gone that God cannot turn it around. I remember a number of years ago, I was doing a radio program on CCFM, and in the middle of the message, I was talking about something, we were talking about relationships. And in the middle of the message, I just felt led to change course and to talk, share a scripture from John 10:10. And the scripture is clear. It says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to bring you life and life more abundantly. Now, listening on radio that night was a lady who was at home. She was suffering from major depression. She was disillusioned with life. And she was about to end her life. And she was actually not listening to CCFM. She was listening to a commercial radio station. But her words says that she was about to commit suicide. And as she was about to do that with the radio on in the background, God supernaturally changed her radio from the station she was listening to onto CCFM. And at that very moment, there was that verse that came up, how the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but how Jesus came to bring you life and life more abundantly. And that night, instead of committing suicide, this lady's life was miraculously touched from God. Instead of ending her life, she found new life, abundant life in Jesus. And I share this with you because your situation might look horrid tonight. You might be going through a doomy, tough time. But know this, God can make a way. No situation is beyond God's repair. He can fix what is broken. And I'm just reminded of the story of Lazarus this evening. Lazarus was a friend of Jesus, but he got sick and he had two sisters, Mary and Martha. And when Lazarus was sick, he called, Mary and Martha sent a message to Jesus to say, Lazarus is sick, please can you come pray for our brother? After all, they knew that Jesus was healing people wherever he went. It's a cut a long story short, Jesus didn't arrive. 4 days went by, Lazarus dies, he gets buried in a tomb, and then Jesus arrives on the scene. And when Jesus arrived, the sisters are terribly upset. They say, Jesus, if you had come earlier, our brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus, the Bible says, wept, and he asked them to take him to the grave. And when he got to the grave, he said, can you please remove the tombstone? I want to go and see Lazarus. And the sister says, you can't go in there, Jesus. He's been dead for 4 days. His body's rotting. He stinks. But Jesus said, open the grave. Roll the stone away. And the next minute, Jesus walks up to this tomb where this dead man is lying. And he prays a prayer to God. And then he screams out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And basically what happened, Lazarus, who's been dead for 4 days, already wrapped up in the linen of like mummified, he walks out of the grave. And the reason I want to tell you this, Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave. His body was already rotting. And if Jesus could do that for Lazarus, he can do it for you. Jesus is still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he can raise a dead man from the grave after 4 days, he can still do a miracle in your life. No situation is hopeless. And this is where I want to tell you tonight. Jesus came to bring life and life more abundantly. He can make a way. He can resurrect your life. You might be in a hopeless situation, an impossible situation. It might feel like your prayers are bouncing off heaven. It might feel like God has forgotten you. Well, Jesus arrived 4 days too late for Lazarus, in most people's opinion. But he arrived in perfect time to show his glory. And he raised the dead man from the grave. And my friend, tonight, no matter what you face, God can make a way. Don't give up on life. Don't give in. Don't doubt God. He will come through for you. And even if you feel dead, he can breathe new life into you. I don't know what's up in your life tonight, but no matter how hopeless you feel, I want to tell you, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He said, anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who believes in me will never have to die. And I want to tell you tonight that Jesus made a way for your everlasting life, but he's also made a way that you don't have to face life alone. And if Jesus could raise a dead man from the grave, he can resurrect your dead dreams. He can make a way in your life. He can breathe new life into you. God loves you. No one is excluded from his kingdom. He made a way for you. And so tonight I want to say this to you. If your life is out of sync, if you've let go of God, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Even if it looks like God is 4 days too late, he always comes in perfect time. I want to encourage you. He offers eternal life. He offers abundant life. His name is Jesus. You don't have to fear life. Surrender your burdens to God. Give him your hurts. Give him your sin. Give him your financial worries. Give him your dreams. Give him your shortcomings. If you've lost your passion, if you're tired, if you're worn out, surrender your life and your burdens to God. He brings hope. He brings abundant life. He's able to turn the tide. He can make a way in your life. And so, my friend, I want to just encourage you tonight. If your life's not right with God, call on him tonight. If that's you, maybe you've wandered from God. Maybe you're just going through the motions. Maybe you feel dead on the inside. My prayer tonight is that God will breathe new life into you, that you'll know him as your Lord. You can know eternal life tonight. I also pray that you will know God's abundant life. And so, my friend, if that's you tonight, why don't you bow your head? If your life ain't right with God tonight, if you're facing a crazy time, invite Jesus to be your Lord, your Savior. Surrender to him tonight. If that's you, you can just say, Father God, tonight I come before you. I surrender my life, my sins, my burdens to you. Jesus, thank you for the price you paid for my sin. I ask you tonight to forgive me. I ask you to cleanse me, renew me. I ask you to be my Savior. I ask you, Lord, to break the chains of bondage off my life. I ask you to breathe new life into me tonight. I ask you to be my God. I surrender my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, no situation is too far gone for God. He can see you through. He can make a way even where there seems to be no way. He brings life. He brings hope. He's able to heal, deliver, and set free. The Bible says, if the Son sets you're free indeed. So put your life in him. I don't know where you find yourself this evening, but if you're struggling financially, don't know which way to turn, surrender your life to Jesus. He's able to see you through. We come to an end of Financial Matters for this Tuesday night. Pastor Francois is up next with Time to Decide. Look forward to that. I know Francois has always got a really encouraging word. And my friend, if your life's not right with God, you need to listen to Time to Decide this evening. But my friend, if you've made a decision to get your life right with God, as a gift from us at CCFM, it counted an honor to bless you with the notes tonight and a special book. If that's you, whether you're resetting your walk with God, drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name, your email address, and say, Clinton, I've prayed that prayer. WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075. 061-798-1075. From myself, Clinton, go well, and God bless you. And as I said, Pastor Francois up next with Time to Decide.
Financial Matters was sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Werner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.